And recommendations, is there anything that's caught your eye regularly, things out there, other than your own lovely beers, obviously?
They don't get to try much there.
No.
Well, we went down to, speaking of Liberty, we went down to the Miller launch last week.
Yeah, Liberty stuff's always good. And he's on a very small kit as well.
200 litres, I think, is his.
Right, yeah.
It's good. Joe come in that weekend. Yep. Check out the garage.
The Miller's beers were named after Neil Miller, who's, you know, famously hophead beer writer. And they were an attempt to clone Pliny the Elder, which Joss was just talking about. The famous, you and I had it not too long ago.
Yeah. The famous, like, best beer in the world.
Just changing the malt grist and nothing else, which was interesting. Apparently, people play around with hops, but to have someone play around with the malt grist, one was using American.
Yeah, I believe
the
it
American
was
original
American
malt.
Malt versus New Zealand malt. And Joe thought that maybe there was something he could do with the local malt to ironically make it taste more like the original, just with what he had and the vagaries of all that. But
no,
they were good
they
fun.
Were great.
But Liberty in general is, you know, if you see them, and they're not around a lot.
So the other beer I'm really enjoying at the moment is Townsend Sutton Hoo.
Sutton Hoo, yes.
Sutton Hoo is good fun, isn't it?
Yes.
It's,
yum.
Yeah. And then I the name kind of vaguely meant something to me, and I was like, what is it? I can't remember.
It's a Saxon burial ground.
Yeah. So I went over to the computer at work. Again, Colin, I didn't do this while I was working. just brought up the Wikipedia page for Sutton Hoo, and I was distracted for no time at all, Colin. I mean, ages. It was fascinating.
Oh, that was a good 3 weeks of my high school in the UK. Right. History, like a 14, 15-year-old history class, and then we did the whole kind of pilgrimage to it. Couple of weekends after that. Yeah,
probably the other one I'm drinking as much as I can at the moment, which just seems to fit really well with the weather, is good old Emerson's Dunkelweiss Limited. Seasonal.
Yeah.
Really good.
I only had a tiny bit of it recently. I had it in a winter beer tasting, showing people you could make a wintry wheat beer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was freaking delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really tasty, really good price what you're getting. You know, everything you sort of expect from Emerson,
the clam stout's good.
Was good fun. We've got it at some exorbitant price. I'm not sure if it is massively more expensive than oyster stout. Mm-hmm. That was one of those great moments where, like, you know, Three Boys oyster stout's been out for a couple of years, and clam stout comes along, and everyone's like, oh, that's a shameless coattail. But, I mean, for a start, very rare to see Emerson's coattailing rather than being the guy in the front.
Yeah.
In the second place, who cares?
Yeah.
Oyster stout is really rare. And freaking excellent. So if you're going to imitate someone good. Rather than all these people, you know, making some, well, like the, you know, English brewing culture where everyone's making a 3.8% vaguely pale ale type thing. Okay, who cares at this point? Just make something different. Or in New Zealand when there's 400 different caramelised amber lagers around. You know, it's like if you're going to imitate something, pick one of the most amazing things that's come out in a long time. Imitate that.
Absolutely. No, I think we've got a long way to go before there'll be any real sense of doubling up or stepping on other breweries' toes.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like it's such a good community to the New Zealand brewing business, whatever you want to call it.
But it's still very collegial.
Yeah.
And this collaboration thing that's really kicked up recently in the brewing community, like in the last year, you know, Liberty working with Mike's and working with Yeasty Boys and the mashup one that was this, you know, loosely defined collaboration and that sort of
and
stuff.
And the Canterbury one.
And you guys doing a collaboration with a coffee making company.
People's local one.
Brilliant.
Yeah. You know, we're really excited. A little bit
of it just kind of came out of. I mean, they started following us very early on.
Yeah.
And got in touch with us, and I mean, they've been so supportive, and we love what they do. I mean, they make great coffee. Yeah. It's ethical. You know, I mean, he set it up for nothing. You know, really. We really like them, and they're great people too.
George lives in Newtown.
So, you know, we've gone around and shared beers, and we drink a lot of that coffee anyway.
Wellington.
And it just kind of seemed like a kind of a natural progression. So we're actually planning to do more than one. We just too many ideas to just do one coffee.
Because it's the classic kind of coffee stouty type thing.
Yeah. Now, I mean, we've actually got a couple of kind of bases at the moment, which we're thinking. What we want to do is to try and get the idea is that Peoples will, you know, do the coffee picking and the extraction because that's their area of expertise. Yeah. So rather than just a brewer lobbing a bit of coffee in at the last minute, you know, we want to really work with them.
To find the right coffee.
Yeah, it's the right coffee.
And they'll roast a spit as well.
Yeah. Mm. That was like, you must have had Soren's Batch 18, his yeah. birthday beer.
Yeah.
You know, that's got, and that wasn't just nicking down to the shops. That was picking a coffee maker whose stuff he enjoyed anyway, right. who was local.
Right.
Who would, it was a blended thing, but he threw the coffee blend
yes.
into his beer.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because why wouldn't you? Mm. You know, yeah. you've got time. You're in this similar kind of thing where you're a small-ish operation.
Yes.
I mean, I think the collaborations we're quite excited by at the moment are, well, you know, they're the local ones. So
yeah.
People's local coffee provider, Weta Workshop.
Yeah.
Robots.
Yeah, that's about as cross-industry as you can get.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think we're still trying to... find our own feet. I think we will look to do some other brewery collaborations at some point, but kind of feel like we need to establish ourselves
right.
yeah.
a bit first. But working
would it feel a bit weird at this point, like as young as your operation is, mm. like collaborating with another big established brewery?
We'll have to see. I mean, yeah. I think it'll come naturally if it comes.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's, people's one's fun. It's,
yeah, it's, you know. Ooh, it was another cough.
You know, it's really fascinating when you see different stages they can take the beans through to, and you know, just the different countries, the different way the beans have actually been harvested and treated before they come to New Zealand.
I mean, what we're looking at the moment is trying to work with an Ethiopian Nougatchef coffee that they've got that's got very intense grapefruity kind of characters.
Right, fruity.
Yeah, so it's quite a fruity grape, particularly grapefruit. So we were kind of working with that idea and trying to work it. In, but we'll have to see what the end product is. The other thing we want to have a little crack at is green beans. So rather than
before the roast,
yeah, nice. Rather than actually going with the roasted coffee, actually yeah. taking that raw because they've got quite a unique, it's intense, a
different
flavor, funky.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're so funky that might end up being people. A lot of people have been asking, are we going to be doing Brett and lambics and things? And you know, that might be where we start because it has such a funky green bean character. Yeah. It might play well.
I was joking earlier about how the garage isn't properly sealed, so they might inadvertently make some lambics.
We might inadvertently. You never know.
Arrow Valley yeast.
Yes.
Well, that does never sound good, does it? Wild yeast is one of those things you just can't say in a positive.
Not in mixed company.
No. Brilliant.
Any other business? Anything else you want to talk about? Bivana's been and gone, but I think that's enough
for an
entire
episode.
Own thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure when this will air, but
a couple of weeks, one or two.
Dominic has put out his Pacific Beer Festival.
Yeah.
First piece of news. So we'll
little happen. Like home, genuinely homegrown type event. I saw this is Dominic from Ishigazaki.
Yeah.
He's obviously a close friend and supporter of these guys, considering all the beer is at Ishigazaki. But he was, and he means Pacific. He really means it. Like New Zealand, Australian, Japanese and West Coast American beer, one location, you know. He imports a lot of it himself. He's going to organise a bunch more. I think he's going to try and do like the boat shed or something. Like,
I think that's where it's going to
like
be.
Like the Matariki Winter Ales Festival that Sober organised was at. It's a good, surprisingly big but still cosy sort of venue.
It is, it's good.
Yeah. So
we'll have one beer there. We don't even know what it's going to be. We'll brew something.
When's he scheduled that in for? None of us know off the top of our head.
Is it Labour weekend or Queen's Birthday weekend?
One of those.
Mid-October?
Labour
weekend.
We'll
put a thing
one.
In the notes.
Yeah. Checking the show notes.
We have this little list of things we fuck up during the recording.
Right.
Mistakes we knew we were
errata.
Making. Type
yes.
Movie quotes we get wrong.
Movie quotes George gets wrong.
Yeah. So it seems like a good place to end
it.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for hosting us in your lovely garage.
Not actually too cold today.
No, it's good.
I was a cold weather person.
It manages to be 10 degrees colder in here than it is
outside,
no matter what.
And when we roll the door back up, we're going to all be surprised at what a lovely sunny day.
Exactly.
Unless it's all turned to crap at the meantime.
You don't know when you're in here. That's right.
Yeah.
Cool. And cue the music.